Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh, Tech Level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. We're pleased to announce that our new Micro Center credit card offers you 5% off your total purchase today and every day. Thank you for shopping Micro Center. This is Mac McIntosh speaking.
Rotate them. Those are what we call in the business rotators.
All right. What about this? An Instagram model walked in here, pulled down her drawers.
And it's a girl.
Said, Mike, Mac McIntosh, please take me and love me and impregnate me. What would you say?
I would have to politely accept.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy that special gift from Target.com, Walmart.com, or Macy's.com, make sure you click the shopping banner on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And happy holidays from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just want to make sure this is working. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Like that.
Right, thank you. It's a Gordon Godwin little song called Back Row Politics.
Oh.
Sinus Boy. Anyway, I got a lot of thoughts in my head.
Gordon Godwin and his fat band?
Yes, yeah. P-H-A-T. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for the week before the holiday break. So this is going to be some great entertainment you're going to get all week long as you do your Christmas shopping or you get ready to wind down at work. And and let's start it right away.
8 days left for Christmas.
8 days.
Shopping.
8 days left to
I'm so glad you did it early
eight
in the show.
Yeah.
And didn't do your little dupe thing.
Hey, this is a really good one because he does the thing. Watch.
Have you done your Christmas shopping? You better hurry up or
you'll be sorry.
Have you done your Christmas shopping?
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're very, very excited. We've got so much holiday material to share with you because lots has been going on. And I would be lying if I didn't say that I come into this week in a weird frame of mind because when we started doing the podcast, back in the days of the Don and Mike Show, we would break for Christmas on, let me see, June 30th.
I remember.
And then we would come back on March 1st.
Right.
But now with the podcast, we go right up till shortly before the Christmas holiday, and we're taking a nice long break, and we'll be coming back sometime after New Year's. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this, that this week, the last giddy week, the last distracted week prior to the holiday, I always worry about one thing, and that is maintaining control of this program.
Right.
Maintaining the quality standards of this program. And I'm here to tell you that we have a full week of shows. We have a wonderful bonus show planned for you, and it's going to be great. And then on Friday, our regular show, our regular free show on Friday, will be the Mike O'Mara Show Holiday Get-Together.
Yes.
Where we will be bringing friends in, and you'll hear some of your old, familiar voices that haven't been on the show for a while, and they'll be in studio. And Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Mike O'Mara will be having an adult beverage or two mm-hmm. during the show, which, of course, means hilarity will ensue when that happens.
Are we over-explaining this?
Look forward to. No,
no okay.
I'm just laying out the
nice
week.
Roster. And when you want to remind people, this is good, you're front-selling, Mike. You're telling people that even while they're running around with their crazy days, we'll still
That's
have
right.
entertainment for them.
That's right.
Right.
We're yeah, our bedrock. Bedrock.
It's going to be wonderful. But it's really important to say hi to old friends, welcome our interns into the studio, and get people some mic time that normally don't get a lot of mic time. And so I'm excited about that. And so it should be a lot of fun. Now, another thing that I'm excited about is that I'm not sure where this came from, but it was our boy Mac, who is rapidly moving up the food chain at Micro Center, his wonderful place of employment.
Oversell it.
And what's that?
He's working. He's doing his job. He's not moving up the food chain.
He's not?
Yeah, if nothing else, he's been offered opportunities that he has declined.
Yes.
please.
Hey, he liked all
I heard
that.
Is his, I heard his little.
That's the hardest I he's heard laughed.
His,
little,
his giggle. Yeah.
What do you mean he's been offered opportunities that he's declined?
True or false, Mac? They wanted you to step in when the manager left and you said no thanks.
I say false.
Okay. Why? Well, then what really happened?
Well, I was never offered.
But you were encouraged, certainly, to take a management track, right?
Yes, I'm
Rob,
I'm
bring
still,
your level up a little
I'm
bit.
I'm still
for me,
on
right?
the track for management, but it was too soon then.
Okay.
Too soon.
So where if they walked up to you today and said, Michael McIntosh, hi, I'm Sam Micro, and this is my partner, Julius Center. We'd like you to manage our store. What would you say?
I would have to politely decline.
So thank you. Rob Spiewak is
thank
absolutely
you.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's
right. Thank okay. you.
Opportunities thank you. Are presenting themselves. So you don't feel you're ready yet?
No.
Okay, let's change okay. your let's change
what about,
your branding
what about,
a little
what about,
bit.
What about this? An Instagram model walked in here, pulled down her drawers.
Oh,
said,
it's a girl.
Said, Mike, Mac McIntosh, please take me and love me and impregnate me. What would you say?
I would have to politely accept.
Yes.
Very good. Good answer. Politely accept. That boy has come a long way in my estimation yeah. in the yes. Comedy world. So where was this idea that now if let me see if I've got the idea right, Rob. You're the memory of the show sometimes.
Right.
We have PA announcements for Micro Center. Where they asked Mac to do some announcements, or Mac was doing some announcements.
Yes.
And the idea was that I pre-record some announcements as Mike McIntosh in my own wonderful baritone.
Right.
Is that,
and if
that right?
I recall, and believe me, I sort of backburnered it immediately, maybe while it was going on. So if I don't get this right, forgive me. You were doing some live announcements, right?
No.
No.
There are no live announcements.
I have the
there are no live announcements. Mike, everything you hear at Micro Center is pre-recorded.
Yeah. I have the context. I remember.
All right, go ahead. Tell me. Rob didn't remember. By the way, Rob, you didn't remember.
I didn't.
At all.
Well, you know
and
why?
And that was a show. You remember like 50s television shows, but you don't remember what this valueless enterprise that you do every
sometimes,
day in your own brain.
Mike,
so yes.
It's doing a bit with Mac. I did not prioritize
it. All right. Thank you. Yes, Oscar.
Mac, in one way or another, has positioned himself in a place where at Micro Center, they think he's also a rock hot DJ on the weekends. And when
That's
he
it.
And as an announcer,
now I'm remembering
they came to him and said, we have some in-store announcements. We heard that you host your hot rockin' DJ weekend with the guys. Can you be the announcer for our in-store announcements?
Is that accurate, Mac?
That's pretty much how it went. Yeah.
So we have I have in my hand three, maybe four scripts for Micro Center. Where so these are all one spiel. Each script is one spiel. Is that what it is?
Yes.
And so I'm going to do these for you.
And again,
you.
Mike, this is because we don't want to disappoint the Macintoshaholics, and we want to make sure that
are there any
when they hear you on the actual loudspeaker, they think it's you because you're going in as Mac McIntosh.
Right.
Exactly.
All right.
And I've been.
I think. By the way, I think when you bring these. Your manager, he's going to go gaga. This is going to be an early Christmas present for him. Mm-hmm. And what better time for you? By the way, when I get these done, before I put in the sweat equity into this enterprise, I'd like to know, what are your plans with what will become just gold nuggets for you to
gold,
take
baby,
to Micro
gold.
Center? What are you going to do with these?
What do you mean?
How are you going to present them to your manager?
When are they going to be in? When are you going to play them? Because I'm excited. Because really, let me explain how this works. If we do these, and you can guarantee that these are going to play over the PA, then you'll get some of our listeners that
and they'll
go
record them.
To your store just to hear it.
And one thing I do remember, you did put sort of a caveat. You would record these if... He sent you a video of them playing in the store.
Good call. Good
there
call.
You go.
You do need to see and hear.
Now, has he approved the copy? Because that's got to be, that's important too. Or did you shtick it? Did you write these, Rob, or did Mac write these?
These come from Micro Center with the approval to improve or punch it up if we need to. And and I kept very close to it, and I think he'll be very happy with it.
So, Mac, I'm going to do the first one, and then you tell me if that's the type of thing you want.
Okay.
But I'm getting back to my original question. What are you going to do with these after I record them?
I will take them. Well, I mean, I have to work today, but tomorrow I will be editing them and bring them to the store. And
Whoa.
Okay.
What do you mean? What do you mean editing them?
Well, not I so mean, much edit. Let me I help mean, you, Mac.
Yeah, sorry.
Because it is Micro Center, they are very specific as far as file size, quality, and the compression.
So he'll be formatting them.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
But it is your belief, Mike. This is so hard to get to this.
I know.
It's your belief, Michael.
Yes.
That these will be played at your place of business.
Absolutely.
That's good. That's all I need. All right. That's all. I'm ready.
All right. Ready to go. Ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob, you put these together for me. Is there anything, being my director for this particular recording session, is there anything that you are looking for?
Absolutely. If earmuffs, everybody, because I just like to talk to talent one-on-one.
Please. All
right, Mike, I want you to make...
Yeah, Rob. We're going to need that again, but you rushed it a little bit.
No, take it easy. This is a relief from the canned music that they're going to be playing in the store. So you want to take your time with it. And while I don't necessarily want to hear laughter in your voice, I want to hear joy.
I think I've got that. And I think I've had it enough time to think about this, where I think I've got the read that you'll be
excellent. Excellent. Well, the tape, as you know, is rolling. So at your leisure.
In 3, 2, 1. Attention. No, I'm not going to do Grease Man. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do
that. That's good
attention
for
attention, Micro Center customers. This is the great. What are you saying to him? What's going on? What's going on over there? I'm trying to create here, and you guys are waving your arms around.
Well, I'm asking Rob to mute the board so we have a clean take from you.
However, we're recording you on an isolated track.
It's not going to matter for Micro Center. Come on.
Just trying to help
you. All right, here we go.
This is a good one.
You want a smile in my voice.
Yes, but not too much laughter, because you don't want to, hurt your credibility.
I'm not, and there will be no laughing during this.
None.
Please withhold the reactions till the end. 3, 2, 1. Attention Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh, technician level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. We are pleased to announce that our new Micro Center credit card offers you 5% off your total purchase today and every day. All qualifying purchases will receive 5% off the total when you use your Micro Center credit card. Oh, I slurred. All right, hold on.
No, that was pretty damn good.
I'm doing Billy Big Voice announcer.
Yes. And remember, since we are post-producing these, if you need to pause and take a breath, you can do that.
And you can slow down.
You know how I like to do
it. I know how you like to do it.
I need to slow down.
No, I want you to get, and Mac, you can clarify, is it technician level 1? What is it?
Yes, that is what I am.
That's how he signs his emails.
Or tech level 1.
A tech level 1.
Tech
because
level
that
one?
Might be too inside baseball for the customer to hear.
Yeah.
Tech level
right?
1. All right, Mac, is there anything you can add now that I'm going to do this will probably be the last take.
I think that was perfect.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. I'm so sorry. All right. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Attention Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh, Tech Level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. We are pleased to announce that our new Micro Center credit card offers you 5% off your total purchase today and every day. All qualifying purchases will receive 5% off the total when you use your Micro Center credit card. Please see any associate for details. Thank you for shopping Micro Center. This is Mac McIntosh speaking.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
All right.
Could you do one like in a very nerdy voice? Like the nerdiest voice you know?
All right.
Just for fun.
Oh, ho, ho. Right. It's the nerdiest voice.
I'll do script number one in the nerd. All right. 3, 2, 1. Attention Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh, Tech Level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. We're pleased to announce that our new Micro Center credit card offers you 5% off your total purchase today and every day. All qualifying purchases will receive 5% off the total when you use your Micro Center credit card. Please see any associate for details. Thank you for shopping Micro Center. This is Mac McIntosh speaking.
Both of them should run in my
house. Yeah. Rotate them. Those are what we call in the business rotators.
All right. Rob, anyone else for script number two?
Well, I think that you would be doing everyone a disservice if script number two is not done as Morgan Freeman.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Attention Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh. Tick level 1. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm going to do it again. I turned him into a tick. 3, 2, 1. Attention Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh, Tech Level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. We are pleased to announce that our new Micro Center credit card offers you a choice of 5% off your total purchase today and every day, or 6 months no interest financing. It's your choice. Applying is easy, and you can do it on your own phone right here in the store. It only takes a few minutes. Please see any associate for details, and thank you for shopping Micro Center. This is Mac McIntosh speaking.
Woo!
That's a win. Do you think they'd play that, Mac?
I think I can get them to play it.
Okay, ooh, swinging dick.
Mm. Right, won't take a
script number
track.
Three. Uh-huh. All right. Script number three, and I'd like to do one script that's authentic.
All right, please.
All right. There we go. There we go. No, I'm not getting my own feedback. Sorry. My production facility is just too tight. All right, three. I'm gonna do them legitimately.
Okay, okay, okay.
Number right. three.
Script. I'm gonna do script number two, but I'll do
okay.
it without more.
All right, all right.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Attention, Micro Center customers. This is Michael Mac McIntosh, Tech Level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. We are. Or thank you for shopping with us today.
No, that was good, Regis.
Thank you. Thank you for shopping. All right. 3, 2, 1. Attention, Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh, Tech Level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. We are pleased to announce that our new Micro Center credit card offers you a choice of. I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
You got
three,
this.
3, 2, 1. I'm doing it straight.
Right.
Attention, Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh, Tech Level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. Three, two, one. Attention, Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh, Tech Level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. We are pleased to announce that our new Micro Center credit card offers you a choice of 5% off your total purchase today and every day, or 6 months no interest financing. It's your choice. Applying is easy, and you can do it on your own phone right here in the store. It only takes a few minutes. Please see any associate for details. Thank you for shopping Micro Center. Mac McIntosh speaking.
Yes.
Nailed it.
All right. All right, we have two more.
Yes.
Two more. Right.
Attention, Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh. No.
Three.
Can I request?
Two. Yes.
Can you go a little Don Pardo on this one?
All right.
I like Very that. Good. I like that.
I'm going to go full Don Pardo.
Nice. All right.
And I'm not doing this one again, so this is all you're going to get.
All right.
Attention, Micro Center customers. This is Mac McIntosh, Technician Level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. We are pleased to announce that our new Micro Center credit card offers you a choice of 5% off your total purchase today and every day. Or 6 months no interest financing. It's your choice. Applying is easy, and you can do it on your own phone right here in the store. It only takes a few minutes. And just for applying, you will receive a free 64-gigabyte flash drive. Please see any associate for details. Thank you for shopping Micro Center. This is Mac McIntosh speaking.
That's my favorite.
All right.
Because Don Pardo in his entire career never said gigabyte.
That's right. Gigabyte.
Gigabyte.
Yes. Chevy Chase. Gilda Radner.
Nassim Pedraz.
Tom Hanks. All right. Script number four, dealer's choice. I'm bored with doing them normal.
Okay. So what would be great is if you did it in Donald Trump's voice.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Attention, Micro Center customers.
This is Mac Macintosh, Tech Level 1. Thank you for shopping with us today. Did you know that when you use your MicroCenter credit card to make your purchase, you have a choice of saving 5% off your total purchase? That's big. Or 6 months no interest financing. Spectacular. Every purchase you make on your MicroCenter credit card qualifies for either of these money-saving offers. They're wonderful, they're talented, and they're successful. So, if you don't have a MicroCenter credit card, what are you waiting for? Applying is the easiest thing you will ever do in your entire life. You can do it on your own phone right here in the store. Easy, big, huge, successful. It only takes a few minutes. Please see any associate for details. Thank you for shopping MicroCenter. This is Mac Macintosh speaking.
Fantastic.
There. All right, Mac.
And off the top of his head.
There you go. That's those are yours.
I would stop and look up and say, "That's Mac Macintosh."
That's now, our Mac, president.
Mac, I'm going to tell you now. Now we've done our part, and now it's up to you to do your part. Okay, you have to make sure that you get this into the system. Do you think are you up for the task?
Oh, definitely.
Have you heard the hesitation already where it's kind of like he's faking the enthusiasm? I'm not optimistic.
I think you're going to be very pleased because he sent me an email over the weekend where he said his manager is getting antsy. So he's going to feel it from up top.
Is that true, Mac?
Snap.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. It is.
Snap.
So what are your thoughts now that you've started to clam up again?
No, I think that was
homina.
It was wonderful. It was great. I'm going to bring it into the store tomorrow, and hopefully when I'm in on Wednesday, I'll be hearing it over the loudspeaker.
Mm. All right, very good. And what is the address of your particular store? So people now can flock
which one are you
in.
At? Only two in there.
It's a Fairfax area one. It's 3089 Nutley Street.
At the intersection of Nutley and Lee Highway, right?
Exactly. And when's friends and family over again?
The 19th.
Okay, keep that.
No, 19. Pan Am Shopping Center, Mike.
Reminds me of when I hear Nutley Street, it reminds me of the zoo days.
Yeah.
Every time. How hard a show was that to listen to? Every time Kim Boomer Anderson would say Nutley, we'd go, crazy Nutley, Nutley Street.
And she got every joke, didn't she?
Oh, she sure did. Anyway, it was fantastic. All right. Mac?
Mac.
Yes.
Mac?
Yes, Mike.
You're welcome.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaroshow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Get yourself a napkin and you're going to have to pour your own drinks.
Mom, does Santa Claus have to go through customs? What time do you have to go to bed?
Early. We're leaving the house at 8 a.m. on the button.
I hope you're all drinking milk. I want to get rid of it. Hey, don't you?
Honey, the pizza boy needs $122.50 plus tip.
For pizza?
10 pizzas times $12.
Frank, you've got some money, don't you? Come on.
Traveler's checks.
Forget it, Frank. We have cash.
You probably get the kind of traveler's checks that don't work in France.
Did anyone order me plain cheese?
Well, yeah, we did. But if you want any, somebody's going to have to barf it all up because it's gone.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Get a plate.
Come on, you
all right?
What is the matter with you? He started it. He ate my pizza on purpose. He knows I ate sausage and olives and
look what you did, you little jerk.
Kevin, get upstairs right now.
Why?
Kevin, you're such a disease.
Shut up.
Kevin, upstairs.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. We are TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Burlington, Vermont to Burlington, Iowa. From Toad Suck, Arkansas to Intercourse, Pennsylvania. From Prague to Portugal, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now.
Right now.
And I'm having a little problem here, so let me just bring this up here. Our show today is brought to you by the slowest computer. No, Cornerstone First Financial. Here's a message from Cornerstone First Financial. I could have done it by memory.
Of course.
Anyway, Santa came early this year because rates have fallen to levels that we haven't seen since summer. It's likely that the Fed will raise rates four times next year, so this is probably your last chance to get a loan rate in the mid-fours. Call Cornerstone First Financial to get pre-approved for your new loan before rates soar higher than Santa's reindeer.
They fly because they have magic.
Yeah. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, work with friends of TMOS, Cornerstone First Financial. The lower rate is guaranteed. The lowest rate's guaranteed. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Refi now and skip your January payment. That's a nice bit of Yuletide cheer just in time for the holidays. Tap into your home equity, refinance, and eliminate your Christmas debt with all the money you save each month. Pay those bills and start 2019 with a clean slate. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 202-625-1221. Merry Christmas from Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing, and we thank them. I don't know if I'm this is awkward, but I have to say, our boy came into the studio, Rob, today.
Yes.
A little tense.
Seemed it.
And I just want to make sure that everything's okay on the home front.
Yes.
That everything's fine. You made a few comments just to, you know, I get nervous.
Oh,
I just
no,
like to know what's going on.
Well, Mike, you're good at reading between the lines. He made some veiled references.
Yes,
very subtle references.
Subtle. Subtle.
My usual routine in the morning, it's worked out for the most part, is to take a car to work.
Yes.
And it works out because I just have to depend on myself and then a lot for the time for the Uber or Lyft driver to come pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, my wife, we woke up roughly around 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking care of some business. She was taking a bath, which I always feel like if you have time to take a bath in the morning, your life is... is not as full of responsibilities as it should be, right? It's just not
can
as
just,
full.
Yes. Can you just pause for one second there?
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a minute. Okay, I'm done. I'm done with
so,
that.
And I can cure that, Mike, because remember I found out in Las Vegas, Pony likes to take baths, so that'll erase that thought.
Oh, yeah, but not
for like cleaning and not first thing in the morning.
Yeah, so this morning...
What do you mean not for cleaning? What do you do? Just meditate?
What is it, for psoriasis?
You take a shower, and then you relax in a nice hot bath if you're sore.
What are you, 80?
I mean, I'm not doing that to...
Why are you sore?
Yeah, what are you sore? You're not powerlifting?
No, I'm not powerlifting, but I do a lot of walking and exercise just to...
Yeah, and he's got, as you know, soft bones.
I'm just sore. Do you light a candle when you're in the tub? I'm so sorry. Oscar, we'll get back to you.
Only when I'm praying.
You know how this show works. This show takes...
No, this is...
So... how many times do you take baths a week?
I don't know, maybe like two or three.
I didn't know it was that often. All I know is this, is that one time we were staying at the Venetian, and because finances were an issue, we split a room, and I came back to the room and the door was locked. I said, "You okay?" He said, "Yes, I'm in the bath." I said, "Oh."
Well, I was trying to get you to come in.
Then why'd you lock the door?
No.
You tease.
Wow.
Man wants what he cannot have, Mike.
That is just that's just really
three baths a week.
Really that's just very
and it's a really big involvement thing for him because
he takes a shower and then a bath.
And also he doesn't displace a lot of water, so he has to really fill the tub up.
Yeah, I mean, it takes hours.
Wow,
your water bill must be a nightmare.
It is.
Pony in the tub. Sort of
any near misses with the drain where you were almost sucked down the pipe?
No, I have a special grate.
Hello, Glenda, can you come over? My foot's caught again.
It's mom.
And I don't have the strength to pull it out.
Hey, Pony.
I'm too sore to pull it out.
Where do you exercise a lot or walk a lot?
Well, I mean, just around my neighborhood.
You just power walk around your neighborhood?
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of places I can go take walks, lots of trails, lots of nice places.
How long are the leashes for the sugar gliders?
I don't know, a foot.
Does he glide? Do you hold it like a balloon over your head?
I would think they'd have to be longer so that they could fly from branch to branch.
Or you could just swing it over your head.
Yeah, yeah, use centrifugal force.
All right, enough of you. You're the energy, I feel it waning.
You have flamed out.
Maybe too much.
So
Shannon's taking a bath this morning.
Yeah, and look, I'm a monster. I get it. I start questioning, well, why is she taking a bath so long? She knows that we have to go to work. And because she mentioned right before the bath, she goes, you don't have to take an Uber today. We'll carpool in.
Hey!
And I said, before that, I said, look, you do this funny bit where you say, we'll be ready. And then I come downstairs and no one is ready. The dog doesn't have its harness on. Like, you got to get the food. There's something that you got to change. There's always like, stomping up and down.
Does she share your proclivity for tardiness?
No, she doesn't.
She's punctual.
No, when you don't have a schedule, Mike, you can do whatever you want. So it all depends on.
Do you think he understood proclivity?
Yes. If she's always punctual or not, or if she's always late.
Is she punctual or not?
She is punctual.
Okay, so she's not late.
But then you
like
said
you
something
are.
That sort of diffused it. You said, how can you be late when you have no schedule?
Yes, so that's the point. She usually doesn't have a tight schedule.
But if she
schedule.
Has to be somewhere, she's
usually there.
On
she's
time.
There. Like, she teaches yoga. She's there a half an hour early. That, mm-hmm. I know that at the very least.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I come downstairs, and I said, we got to go. And she says, oh, wait, I have to do. So it's always something.
Well, see, that's the reason I asked this, because if she's chronically punctual.
For me, she's chronically late, because what I do is not important. God forbid, she'll never be late to yoga. Mm. Never, ever be late to yoga.
Right, so the fact that you are going, do you think perhaps you've set an example for her?
No, I haven't. Are you kidding me? No, I said.
Lead by example.
I said, I don't want to be late. Be ready. Be ready
okay.
to go.
And you gave her a time. You told her the time.
Yes,
that
and she volunteered this.
Yes. I didn't want to carpool in. You think I want to do that? No.
So you made it real clear to her earlier in the morning. You said, I have to be out the door by 8:58.
No, it's 8:48. 8:48.
Hey, you know what? Almost as good of a punchline, and it's the real deal.
Almost as good as it. Yeah, absolutely.
We've
tried.
We have.
We carpool in, but the first thing she says when she walks out, she says, where's the car? And I said, this is part of being on time. Where's the car? Why do you always have to ask me where the car is?
Like, was she the last one to drive the car?
No, I was, and I knew where it was, but this is something you could have asked like 10 minutes ago when you're on your way out the door.
All right, so
I'm not so sure that I can give you that point, Oscar.
Oh, she's giving me the evil eye from across the control.
Well, no, here's the thing. Yeah. Oh, is she here?
Oh, she's here.
Hi, Shannon.
Oh, no, she's just looking. She's not allowed on mic, Mike. Not today. Not today.
Oh, come on.
Okay, come on in. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
No, she's
so
she,
no, because
she
I'm on her side right now, because if you were the last one in the car, that is a completely and totally legitimate question.
And also, to Mike's point, is that doesn't add any time. As long as she asks where the car is as you're leaving the house, it doesn't change the location of the car.
But also the most important part is that he was the last person in the car. So
right.
If she's saying, where's the car? That's completely legit.
Mm-hmm. I get that. But the car is not close to the house. Which I mentioned early in the day. I said, the car is not close to the house. I don't want
to
be late.
But I'm sorry. I don't mean to like pile on here. But yes. I mean, if the car is not close to the house, that's you.
She's my advance woman. She's supposed to go pick up the car and pick me up at the front of the house.
Oh, and warm it up.
Is she here? Is she in the studio?
She's working on something. She says she can't come in right now.
She doesn't want to come in. Oh, yeah. She's mad at you. She's mad at you.
Sizzling.
She's mad at you.
Yeah.
Then.
Does she look mad at him? I can't see.
She gave him a bad look.
She gave me a stink eye.
Hard to read her sometimes, but it looked like she was not pleased.
Not pleased. Yeah. Now,
I'm on her. Are you on her side? I'm on her side
right
now.
At this point, I am, because the fact that she didn't know where the car is not
you're
on
the
her.
One that parked the car. You know
like,
the car is far
I want
away.
The situation. Look, if you're going to give me a replacement for my current setup, I want it to be the same. You pick me up at the front of the door. Like the car picks
did
me
you,
up at the front
did
of the door.
Did you spell this out to her when she said, let's carpool?
She knows this. She knows
does
how,
she
knows how I roll.
I'm not sure she does.
Yes, she does.
Mm. You're asking her to make an awful lot of assumptions here.
Yes.
In my opinion.
I don't think so. And why are you taking her side?
I hate siding on
normally,
the side of the woman.
I love to side with the guys.
Oh, when you're in here and you're like, oh, I guess she, Carla had a hair appointment and she couldn't leave me the car and I have to go to the doctor's or whatever it is. We're always on your side.
Would you like me to tell you about my day today?
Oh, sure.
I would.
My little boy has the croup.
Aww. Oh no!
First thing I heard this morning was oh, and it wasn't beluga.
Oh
so
no!
So it was my son. Aww. And we read about it, and you get to a point as a parent where you look it up and you say it's the croup. Mm. You know, you got to let it run its course, and we're not going to take him to the doctor, but he is going to stay home from school. So I knew that she's got him for the whole day mm-hmm. now. And so I got up, and first thing I did, we had dishes that were left over from yesterday because it was just nonstop festivity.
Of course, it's the
and
holidays.
I did the dishes this morning. That's the first thing that I did. I did the dishes because I knew she had a day, and I knew that to
mostly
take
plates
one
and
thing,
cups, or were there pots and pans as well?
Pots and pans,
oh,
cups,
the whole deal.
Dead mice, everything. It was, and I took that off her plate because I knew she was going to be dealing with him, and mm-hmm. he's a bit of a handful when he's sick.
How is that your story helping my story?
It's not.
You painted it's me not, into a corner, and now I'm the monster.
Right.
I'm not trying to make you a monster. Okay. And believe me, you've heard the discussions about Robin, the other
okay.
one.
Yes.
I side with the guy
at
most
this
of the
moment,
time.
As I said, I hate siding on the
before,
side of the bride.
Before,
I know.
Before the car is even... It is even brought up.
Always.
She looks down. She goes, oh, I need new tights. And I said, you don't need new tights. Those look fine.
Right.
So she runs upstairs. This is already late. She runs upstairs and changes her tights. And changing the tights, gentlemen, is not like throwing on new socks.
Tell me about it. It takes forever.
It's a new process.
Remember when I was doing Shakespeare.
He won't say this, but you're going to get mad at me.
Oh, here
because
we go.
You're talking about her taking a bath and then changing into new tights.
Yes.
I'm going to hell.
No,
I'm
no.
I'm sinning right now.
You're fine.
I'm sinning. I'm sick.
Sinning in your heart?
Listen, for those of you that might have just tuned in, Shannon is an extraordinarily fit woman.
Yes.
All right.
Very
that's
well
all.
Said.
I wanted to. That's,
it's
that's
mindful of her
tights.
Say.
I'll say this. She's Thank a you. Knockout.
So you guys are creeps. Listen, the idea of, okay, so.
Well, let me ask you this, if I may. And as I said.
Wouldn't you just grab the tights and roll? Like, change them at work. We have so many offices. There's privacy.
No, but the thing I want to ask you is when you agree.
Shannon's in better shape than Mrs. Maisel, and that's in shape.
It's true. It is.
She has a digital, one of those laser-guided measuring tapes that she does every morning into her little journal. Really, every day that happens, I'm like, man, this is great. Like, I'm lucky. Yeah.
When you agreed to carpool, and you did agree, there's obviously been a past record of this activity of
yes.
her making so
she doesn't make me late. She's just not as
with
the
that
sense
being
of urgency
said.
Is
can
not
I
as
can
strong.
I offer
so, but with that being said, why
right,
did you agree
ahead.
If you knew that this was likely going to happen?
This is planted at 7 a.m.
But you knew how it always.
I knew there was
out.
A runway.
So this really, you know,
it's
you can say
fault,
she
saying.
Let you down as your advantage.
I let myself down.
You let yourself.
I know
down.
Better.
Yes, you do.
I know better.
You're a smart guy.
How much of this is her, and how much is this?
It's passive aggressive.
You projecting your lack of punctuality on her.
No, Mike, it wasn't.
Okay. Right.
It was the bath. Okay. It was the tights. It was the placement of the car.
Mm.
Okay, I understand. The bath and the tights, I might be with you.
Yeah.
I mean, the bath. I mean, like a costume change immediately upon departure.
Listen
is a
to
very,
you.
And I've experienced
costume
it.
Change.
Well, that's what the
because
women
now
do. They do
Ms.
a costume
Maisel
change.
Again. Yeah.
Well, no, because that I've experienced that when we're going out.
Yes.
But I've you know years of training. It's not as bad as it used to be. Carla and I kind of manage what you know. Carla hates being late more than I hate being late, which is saying something.
Yeah.
But can
she's
you imagine at any time if you were leaving the house and you're all like the keys are in your hand.
Keys in hand.
Right. And you say, I got to get a different tie. It just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
Guys
but let me tell you.
That.
No, they don't.
Don't do
they're
that.
Good to go.
Yes.
With her desire to be punctual, in order for her to get ready, especially if it's a big Christmas party
right.
or something like that, she has a window. As a matter of fact, if we're going to a Saturday party.
Right.
And it's a dress up party. Carla will start to get ready Tuesday.
Yeah. That's when she takes her bath?
That's when she takes her bath. And then there are like 9 or 10 costume changes. That's
sure.
why I call them costumes.
Yeah.
I'm 10 minutes in the shower.
Yep.
Out, find me a long pair of pants and a shirt that doesn't clash.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Ready to go.
I'm finished. I'm done. I'm absolutely done. And the thing is, since I lost almost 30 pounds, I had lost 30, gained another 2 back over the weekend. Sorry. So that's 28 pounds.
You're
if you're
still
keeping
in
track
the black, baby.
But the thing is, the only shirt I had that went with these pants I have, which almost look like a variant of chef's pants, you know, because they're like gray check, you know, that fine gray check.
Is it like a houndstooth, probably?
It's been cold down here. The only long pants I have. So I have these. And the only shirt I can find are that purple shirt that I wore like back two shows ago, live shows.
I remember.
And that I realized, and this show, this shirt now tense out on me like you wouldn't believe, and I try to fix it by tucking it in, but it doesn't. It's just, it makes me look 16 pounds heavier than I really anyway. But I'm happy for you. I mean, so is everything going to be okay with you?
We're fine. It's just, it was, the holidays have brought a lot of stress on us. Not because it's a bad holiday. It's just, there's a lot of moving parts.
Any decorations at the house yet?
Nothing. We've got nothing.
It's sad.
I did get an update.
Well, you're going away. I got an update
this morning. It was very sweet. She says, I checked the attic yesterday, which would be Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah. She goes, nah, there's nothing but a TV stand up there. I said,
so there are no decorations.
But there was no follow-up to say, oh, I'm going to go to your mom's and pick up a tree. It's like,
By the way, most people would go like to Walmart or Target, but you go to your mom's house because it's a warehouse.
That's right.
How many artificial Christmas trees are in the basement at your mom's house?
My mom puts up two by design every year. So she has
two trees.
Two trees.
There's got to be an extra.
We have another two trees. One of them is ours, mm-hmm. and one of them is auxiliary, just in case we're going to get real.
You
Catholic.
Keep in storage.
That's there. Yes.
Is it off the? Is it out of the realm of possibility that you could decorate the TV stand?
My neighbor. You know, all when right. you're doing things wrong, when your neighbor asks you where are your decorations, I was like, I don't think we're doing
that
this
year. Shaming you. Yeah. They're Christmas.
You hug
shaming
that
you.
Woman of yours. You hug that bride of yours. You give her a nice big hug.
She's good egg.
It's the holidays.
Just taking
when
care.
We come back, I have been a student of the Midwestern dialect down here for many, many years. And if I had had a tape recorder in the Publix grocery store this weekend, I would have recorded what I heard in the frozen food aisle, because it's the most spectacular example I have ever heard, so much so that I repeated it while I was still in the aisle, offending the people in back of me, in particular the woman who used this sentence. I've written it down. I will deliver it and share it with you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Shellhammer.
Mrs. Shellhammer wants to talk to you. I've made the martinis triple strength, and she feels wonderful. Here, I bet.
Hello?
No.
Is that him already?
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you, darling. Hello?
No, dear.
Darling, how silly of me. Hello? Why, we'd love to do all of our holiday shopping through the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center at MikeOMaraShow.com. I think Target, Macy's, and Walmart are simply charming.
Thank you very much.
I love that. I do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Alex Papp. He is the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. Yes. We love the guy. If you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too, and he wants you to buy a home. Put your trust in Alex. He's tall. He's dark. Rob, you're obsessed with the guy. Are you attracted to him? Is that why you write the copy like this?
In a brotherly way, yes. I think he's a very good-looking
man. He's tall, dark, and thrifty. Call APAP to make your holiday merry and bright. Besides, analysts predict that interest rates will rise soon, but right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. Sorry about that. Let me give it to you one more time. 916-276-2129. You can rap with Papp. Just make sure to buy a house with a chimney so Santa can drop off some loot.
Ah, it's Christmas coffee.
Thank you. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor today. Here's the number one more time. 916-276-2129. BRE 01986031. Prato Real Estate. It's a snap with Papp. All right. And it's funny that I've got that A sound because, all right, this is a true story.
Yeah.
I am in the grocery store and I immediately get prepped for my show on Monday because this is Saturday.
Right.
Saturday afternoon. I am in the grocery store. And I've talked about it, that down here in this particular part of West South Florida, you have a strong Midwestern presence. There are people from Ohio to Iowa to Illinois to Michigan.
Indiana comes up a lot.
Indiana. I never really focused on the people that retire here until I moved here full time. And then I became really aware of the fact that this is a Midwestern bastion. Like yesterday, I went to the Cocoonville Bar and Grill to watch my New York Giants, and I was unsuccessful because they had to have three televisions with the Bears Packers
dedicated.
Oh yeah,
big game.
So it's like, yeah, and I'm like, okay,
are you the type of guy that can ask though, and just say, there are some people that love to ask.
No, there are
don't.
People. There are people staring at the other televisions, and I made the mistake of saying, "Can you put that one on the Giants game?"
Yeah.
And I hear, "Hey, hey, hey, hey."
Oh,
and
there are
these people that I didn't see that were in the corner,
yeah,
and they were watching Indianapolis.
Like it was a huge ask to change
one
television.
Well, no, but I mean, no, it was. I seriously, it was my fault. I didn't see them. And the television.
Do they not know that the Giants is a better football organization?
It's not. It's a losing team. I don't.
Bears Packers though. That's,
if you have Bears Packers, it's a big deal.
That is, okay? I suppose.
So I was out of my element. That's the point I'm trying to make. So in the grocery store, I wrote it down. The grocery store quote of the day, all right? This is, I'm walking down, and she's probably about 10 feet in back of me, and I hear this, okay? Do you want the way I would say it first, or would you like the way I heard it?
I would like it in an announcer voice, and then the way you heard it.
All right. The line was, this is what she said, "See how much saturated fat that has." And then the second line was, "Look on the back and see how much saturated fat that has." All right.
So that's the verbiage. That's the actual quote. Right. How did you hear it?
All right. This is what I hear.
Okay.
It was as noticeable. All right. "See how much saturated fat that has." And the husband's name was Mike, just like mine. Mm, maybe that's why I noticed it.
"Mike, look on the back and see how much saturated fat that has."
Wow.
And I'm in the aisle, and I go, "Saturated." And I said, top of my lungs, I'm coming around the corner, almost running away, and I went, "Saturated fat."
Almost without control. Yeah. It was out of your hands at that point.
"See how much saturated fat that has."
Well, you can look on the back, can't you?
"Mike, look on the back and see how much saturated fat that has." Yes.
It's like, where, you know, look, you talk about Brooklyn. You talk about the Deep South. You talk about regional dialects.
Baltimore,
but there is
a great
nothing.
One.
Baltimore, hello, hon, all
right
that.
On.
This overlooked. Saturated fat that has. And I wanted to stand up and give her a round of applause. That's better than the main one that I got. "When did you get back? Sunday or Tuesday?"
What makes this nation great.
Yes, the melting pot that is the United States of America. I'm not sure where it came from, but I think it might come from Eastern Europe, right?
Didn't
they come from like Poland and that region where it's like,
God, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. That's where these dialects originate from, right?
The Pennsylvania accent comes from the Dutch.
Right, the Dutch.
Yeah, they all have their derivation.
Pennsylvania Dutch.
Exactly. Have you never had birch beer?
Right.
That's
Have you ever heard when Putin says,
"When did you get back?"
That's right.
"Tuesday or Wednesday?"
Hey, I'm not sure what day are you fixing the elections there?
Yeah. So it was a wonderful moment. I really just wanted to share it with you.
And
so
if
you want to play at home, the line is,
yes,
"How much saturated fat that has." See how much saturated. And then the secondary one was, "Mike, look on the back and see how much saturated fat that has."
Why do you think the Midwestern accent is oft overlooked?
I don't know. I don't think
it's subtle. It's subtle as a rule.
Well, not down here. It's
No.
I swear to you, it's subtle. It's subtle. Do you ever get as a bar dart in your right eye? That's how subtle.
Do you ever
it is
dart?
Here.
Do you ever get on this side of the equation? I know, Mike, you mentioned a story last week where you're just messing around with a friend and they kind of like, oh, do I sound like that? Do I really sound like that?
Yeah, you got to be careful sometimes because I love it so much.
Yes.
And I get so excited
about it.
Well,
you find it endearing.
Sometimes. I do. I find it charming. Yeah, true. I think it's fun.
And
I think it's
also
fun.
when they're trying to train you for a broadcast dialect, the closest thing, it's called unaccented Middle English. And they want you to get close
unaccented.
To that.
So, yeah, by the way, we had the flat A in Connecticut growing up, too. We
oh, really?
The same, yeah, the same sound to a certain extent.
But in the world of broadcasting, we found really a lot more since we've opened Podcast Village, Mike, is when people will say, can you hear my accent? And most people, I can't hear a single accent.
Mm.
But they're so cognizant of it because they've been trying to lose that accent forever.
Yeah.
Well, there's a D.C. Washington, D.C. has had a dialect.
Yeah.
And the current dialect in Washington, D.C. is... I'm sorry. That was, I don't know what happened. My finger slipped.
You know what is a
finger slipped
an old school one for D.C., the D.C. area? Is it when you find someone, older people say Washington. They say Washington.
Washington. Yeah. Yeah. Washington. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Warder.
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 Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they throw that R.
I didn't know there was
AR
a D.C. accent.
Yeah. It goes, it's going away. But I remember
Maryland can have an accent when you get further out there. Well, Virginia can have that as well.
Oh, absolutely. But Maryland, you know, that Maryland has the Baltimore accent, which is unique to Baltimore. Yeah, but then there's also like when you get into Southern Maryland, it gets a little backwoodsy too.
Well, it was, I was getting snacks to bring home. And when I came home, I turned on the father-son. Did you watch any of the father-son golf tournament
this
weekend?
No. How was it?
Oh, it's one of my favorites. It's like all these legends. You have Jack Nicklaus, who's here. You have one of my heroes, Lee Trevino.
Yeah.
I don't talk nerdy
Motorola.
About golf. I don't talk nerdy about golf. Yeah. But let me tell you something. This guy came from Mexico in abject, I mean, really dirt poor. Dirt poor. I think he was working like in the cart shack, had a natural talent for the game and rose to be one of the great stars. And the great thing about Lee Trevino, this is why he's one of my heroes, is not only was he great at the sport, but he was so chill and he was personality just times 20. Yeah. The polar opposite of a lot of these PGA Tour guys today. Lee Trevino is...
Oh, there used to be really fun people to watch on tour.
Oh, but he was something.
They're
Jack...
They're classic golf characters.
Yeah,
These are legends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Jack Nicklaus, who was amazingly good at the, you know, great. They had a rivalry, and Lee Trevino would work Jack.
Yeah.
And I'm not that big a fan of Jack Nicklaus, and I'm this
How
massive fan.
How was he playing yesterday?
He played well for a 79-year-old. They're
really?
Both 79.
Wow.
They're both 79, and they're there with their... Yeah. And so I'm watching Lee Trevino get introduced and interviewed, and they're interviewing Lee Trevino. And I'm in my easy chair, and my wife and kid are running around. And Lee Trevino says, how is this? He said, this is great, and I'm close to my son. But I have to say, we're close in a different way. I don't want to say we're closer than any other father and son. And he starts talking. I said, that's a little arrogant. And then he says... I just have to say, I'm playing with my son now, and I have an advantage over some of these father sons because I had my son at 53, and I've been with him every single day, and that's what makes our bond special. And it's a bond that a lot of people don't understand because we're kind of rare. And Carla and my son come around from the side of the kitchen, and I'm in the EG chair going. I got tears streaming down my face, and it was a moment. Lee Trevino, I love you. So next year, he'll be 80. I don't even know if he's still going to play the thing. And if he is on the list, I will be going to Orlando
watch
this tournament next year because that is just so special. So salute to my hero, Lee Trevino. And if I can get an autograph from Lee Trevino next year for my kid, it'll be a big deal. So that's it. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. But
did Carla question what was going on?
Yeah,
or did she hear the context?
Yeah, she said, oh, nice to see you get so emotional about something on television. Can't you be kinder? Anyway, that's
it. Can you be kind, Batman?
Can you be kind? And I said, when did you get bit, Sunday? We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Fritz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Malta on the Potomac, Pelosi, Schumer, and Trump in the Oval. The White House chief of staff is leaving, and nobody seems to want the job. And the buried lead. The president's lawyer is going to jail. an absolutely historic development in the Mueller investigation. We'll break it all down. Tune in.
Political Persuasion.
That's perfect.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
You left that in. That makes me
laugh.
That was
perfect. I'm in the bath. Well,
welcome welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the best time of the year for a great cup of coffee.
Yes.
Whether you're a coffee nerd or just someone who loves a great cup, you need Trade Coffee. Trade partners with 50 of the best roasters in the United States and features over 400 unique coffees that they deliver right to your door. Even better, your coffee is roasted only after you order it, so it's going to be the freshest coffee you've ever tasted. Trade has the coffee you need. I love Trade Coffee, and I know you do too, Rob.
I ordered another bag, and this is how fresh this stuff is. I smelled it in the box.
Ooh.
When the box arrived at my door. Ooh. So opening the box is one of the greatest pleasures of ordering just because it smells so good.
Here's something cool. If you're a coffee novice, never fear. Just go to drinktrade.com. They have a simple 6-question quiz and a magic algorithm that will match you up with the perfect coffee for your palate. Before you know it, you'll have the list of choices all perfectly suited to what you like. Perfect coffee, perfectly matched to you, and as fresh as can be. Perfect is easy at drinktrade.com. Trade Coffee is so excited for you to give them a try. They're going to knock 50% off any bag of coffee let me say it again. 50% off any bag of coffee you like when you place your first order. Just go to drinktrade.com and use promo code TMOS. Remember that promo code TMOS, and you get half off a bag of coffee on your first order at drinktrade.com. One last thing before we mosey on during the show here. Yesterday was Breakfast with Santa.
Hey!
And, always fun to...
At the mall?
Cocoonville provided a lovely
Santa
little breakfast.
Claus.
And we brought our wonderful babysitter, Carmen, and her daughter, Shauna, with us to breakfast with the little guy.
How was it attended? Because there's not a lot of kids in your neighborhood.
Not a lot of kids, but enough. And then you have grandkids and you have parents. You know, you have families. Extended families come to this kid. And once again, the great tradition of the Cocoonville Breakfast with Santa to have what is effectively the worst Santa Claus you can possibly get. Right? So, you know, and by the way, as someone who has played the role and played it very, very well.
It's fun.
This is how you do a bad Santa, all right? Now listen, when I played Santa Claus, I was meticulous with my beard and with my wig because I wanted to make sure that I had everything covered, all right? There are people that do it that way, and then there are people that just slap it on.
Yep.
Our Cocoonville, I think he was maybe 17. I don't know. It was like they said, I said, who's Santa this year? I mean, one of our food runners. I said, okay, great. So Santa.
Superb.
So it's, I don't know where to begin, whether it's the beard just, you know, where you can see his, you know, his long hair. The black long hair under the wig. I don't know whether it's the suit that
how
you know,
was the it, suit? Because the suits definitely have different grades.
It was probably not the most expensive suit, and the pillow or whatever fat part of it was just so sagging. You know,
it was Slacker Santa.
It was Slacker Santa.
The belly looked like a late stage alcoholic. Let's be honest with you. Okay, it was kind of like that kind of sagging belly that you have. But that was not, look, I can deal with that.
Okay.
I can deal with that, but that wasn't the most egregious error. Santa comes walking in, and there's no ho, ho, ho.
Oh,
there's
no, no ho, ho?
There's no,
really?
No, there wasn't a ho, ho, ho all day. If you're looking for a ho, 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 you're not getting
that.
Santa comes walking in, and there's no Santa hat on top of his white wig.
No hat.
No Santa hat.
The hat is the best part of the outfit.
Also, the easiest part of the outfit to lose.
Yes.
So and between putting it on and
we
the bathroom.
We got one outfit. It's the deluxe, but there's no hat. I can give it to him for $68.
He's a kid. And there was no, last year, maybe the year before, there was a Mrs. Claus. No Mrs. Claus this year. And so Santa comes in, and I say, first thing, there are not many people there. We're the first, by the way.
Uh-huh.
10 o'clock, we were the first. He comes walking. I said, where's the hat? And of course, in the great traditional, this will speak volumes later. Yeah. He says, huh? I said, hat. Where's the hat? He said, I left it on the sleigh. And he ambles off. You know. And meanwhile, he doesn't have any conception yes. that there is a five-year-old sitting two seats next to me that's looking at him, and this is the expression it says, like this. Like, literally eyes wide, yes. okay?
He's so excited.
But Douchey McPimpleton doesn't track with that, right? Because
no, no.
he's been pressed into service, and maybe later on I said, well, you know, where does Santa live? Hey, why is he here now? And Michael's just peppering me with the questions.
Right.
I mean, it's adorable.
Right.
He's peppering, I said. And then I say to the babysitter and her daughter, who's older, I said he came to us from the North Pole via the island of marijuana. So it was just. So later on, halfway through the festivities, he finds a hat. And that's when our babysitter, who really, Carmen.
Is it a Santa hat or is it a Make America Great Again hat?
It's a Santa hat. And then halfway through, Carmen says to me that, you know, you should do it. And I said, you know what? That might be my thing that I actually, but I'd be over the top, and
yeah,
it wouldn't be received well enough to do it. That's
you have to have a better audience if you really want to make it great.
What's Wise Pony in the studio? I can see.
Oh, he's just fixing something. If you can adjust your backdrop, that'd be fantastic as well.
God
thank
it.
You.
God damn it!
No, no.
Yes.
I am done with this piece of shit.
No.
Ho ho ho.
It just occurred to me, though.
Get the Andy Williams ready. All right. Find the Andy Williams.
It just occurred to me.
The Andy Williams. Pay attention. Focus. Come on. Come on, Rob. That's what I need. I need the Andy Williams right now, okay?
All
not
right.
Prearranged. You should have it at your fingertips all the time. That backdrop is a piece of garbage.
It's garbage.
I'm tired of adjusted. It's a little piece of stuff like that. The Andy Williams, you know, should be in your obsessive compulsive list, all right?
All right.
Just like you did when you had fun. All right? Can you have that handy
I
next time?
I always have it ready. It's right here, all right?
That
all right.
backdrop sucks.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Mac is loving this.
God, every time, every camera's going to move it right. Why doesn't it, you know, here's our backdrop. It's 2 feet wide and mm-hmm. goes, and seriously, I had to cut a hole in the roof because it's so goddamn tall. But the camera.
It's a video day.
I swear to God, hate that thing.
Anyway. Mike.
Hey, where's your backdrop?
Yeah, where's your back? Oh, we're having an earthquake. Oh, God, help me. Where's the backdrop?
But anyway, the Santa sucked.
Yeah, I was saying. But you know what? You got a chance to ask him, though. You got a chance to go up and say, hey, where's your hat?
Where's your hat?
No, he's not. He's an employee, Rob. He's not from the Midwest.
I know.
Not from the Midwest.
You planted that
he's
seed
not
in my
wearing
head.
A make. No, he's a child. He's like a 17-year-old kid.
He doesn't care.
That doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be Santa. And then I'll tell you. Then, you know. But it was fine. The day was saved.
Yes.
by a trip. I got my little raft out and took a big long ride down the Bloody Mary River. Everything was okay. Let's take a break.
Save Christmas.
Oh yeah. Uno, due, tre.
Hey.
Yes, three.
Wow, that's a lot of celery.
Yeah. Let me tell you what three Bloody Marys does when the family's leaving the breakfast with Santa.
Mark, you want to get a trip and take a picture in front of the balloons or something?
It was great. It was fantastic.
Little Christmas green balloons. Little green balloons in the shape of a tree. Yeah. Okay. Bye, Santa. All right.
Hope you get your dime bag for Christmas. But anyway, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need.
Oh,
I'll fix this if I didn't permanently break it.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon-written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Is Has the invite been sent out to that young man for Friday?
Mike,
for
Friday. It's going to be a very Merry Christmas because he'll be here.
Oh, confirmed.
Yes.
Confirmed.
And he should bring Mama O'Brien, too. Anyway, she's in Jersey. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Homesick Candles. I'm out almost because I've been burning it so often. This is my Homesick main candle right here. I love this candle. I'm not burning it because I want it to last forever.
Savor it.
Might have to get me another one. The holidays are here. This is great. Homesick candles. Imagine a candle that not only smells great, but reminds you of something that's important in someone's life. It shows that you care. Homesick candles come in unique scents that reflect all 50 of the U.S. states and dozens of cities, college towns, and foreign countries. Nothing brings on sweet nostalgia like a familiar scent. So let Homesick Candles help you or a loved one remember the best times of your life. Holidays, vacations, or just years gone by, Homesick Candles bring back and help you share your best memories. And I want to thank everybody who's been really nice to me and letting me know that you got a Homesick Candle. That's very kind of you. This amazing offer, listen to this. Listeners that go to homesick.com and use promo code TMOS will receive 10% off any order over $50 and get free shipping. That's a great deal. 10% off and free shipping. This amazing offer and the most popular state and city candles won't last long, so don't wait. Plus, please show this client some TMOS love. When you support them, you support us. Visit homesick.com now and use the promo code TMOS. Find a personal gift for everyone on your list and do it today. We love them. You're going to love Homesick Candles.
News!
Boo! I don't like this story, but I felt I should bring it to you because it's such a warning for people to behave the right way. Artie Lang, I don't know if you got a chance to see this. You know, Artie's connected to Stern, who was on our station for years and years, and, you know, anybody in the radio business knows Howard and all that. Well, he appeared in a New Jersey courtroom on Friday over a probation violation, and the pictures and videos are absolutely jarring. He's a textbook example of what happens when substances control your life. His nose is totally deflated from drug use. Lang has put his nose through hell thanks to years of snorting coke and heroin. One time he accidentally snorted glass while trying to hoover some smashed oxy tablets. Artie was in court for failing a drug test a few months ago, and he also tested positive for cocaine at Friday's hearing. He said he'd done it 10 days earlier, but he also said he'd been off heroin for 41 days, I hope. The judge gave him a break and told him to apply to drug court, a program that offers rehab and supervision rather than hard time. Later that night on Twitter, he admitted that he messed up, but he said, quote, "I'm never going to give up. Don't you give up on me." Yeah, man. I mean, it's
tough to watch.
It's tough to watch that. And there's a culture in performance, especially in the comedy clubs. It's a tough life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really tough life. And, you know, that you hold out hope for a guy like that, and you can't be your brother's keeper in certain situations if a guy's going to relapse all the time.
Right.
But it was tough to see, so we wish Artie the best. I was never a big fan, but I don't like to see anybody who was in the radio business go through that kind of stuff. On a related note of famous people in health issues, Incredible Hulk star Lou Ferrigno went in for a pneumonia vaccine last week, and the shot itself ended up sending him to the hospital.
Oh.
He posted a photo of himself hooked up to an IV and said, quote, "Went in for a pneumonia shot and landed up here with fluid in my bicep."
Yeah.
He said, "I'll be okay, but it's important that you keep an eye on who's giving you the shot and make sure they not only swab the spot correctly, but you watch the needle come out from the package." Jesus, that's scary.
Well, you know, I saw a story. You know who gave him his shot was Artie Lang.
Thank you. Hey, good luck, Lou Ferrigno. We hope you do okay. Too soon.
Way too soon, Pony. Quit it.
According to a new survey, you only have 27 seconds to make a good first impression. Mac, you listening to this?
I am.
Say it again,
you.
Mac.
I am.
Thank you, Ed. Glad we turned the mic up for that.
That's you.
That's not 27 seconds from when you start talking. The majority of people start that countdown clock from the moment they see you.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do to make sure that impression is a good one? According to a new survey, here are the top 10 things that you do. Smiling, being polite, being well-spoken, making eye contact, listening well, smelling nice, holding the conversation well, good body language, they don't specify what that is, good tone of voice, and dressing well. We're in very big trouble.
No, it looks like my to-do list.
And three worst things you can do are smelling bad,
yes,
being arrogant, and dressing poorly. So dressing is way up there. Dressing is...
We'd like to request another seat away from these men. They're offensive.
They smell. Smelling. They're foul smelling. Yeah. So you learned that in business class, right?
Oh, yeah.
As they, far as they, that, making that impression.
That's the first thing they address. Also, there is something to be said about if you're too comfortable in your clothes, maybe it's not the right type of clothes.
When that's an interesting point. So if you're going to look really good, you have to have a level of discomfort.
Yes.
Yeah, I put a tack in my shoe.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's you don't wear good. Shoes.
I'm wearing shoes today. Shut up.
You know, it is, especially now more than ever, I think, because in order to wear the modern style of clothing,
mm-hmm.
especially somebody like us, Rob.
Yes.
You know, we got to have some discomfort factor there. Because, exactly. I mean, really, you know, the days of the... you can look at old PGA Tour events where they had the pleated pants.
Right.
The big balloon pants where your balls had plenty of room. And now, you know, everybody looks like Zoolander walking around.
And so, I'm having a hard time getting my girdle cinched up every day.
Okay, thank you. There. But you look good. You're well-dressed today.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
But when the tassels on your sweatshirt start fraying in 20 different directions, don't you think it's time to upgrade?
Hey, you know what? Frayed as they may be, I was still here on time.
Oh! Oh! Bam! Bam!
It happens.
Showing.
A sick burn.
A new study.
Face dropped.
We will have 4 days left after today. A new study looked at 10 different metrics to see which states have the most Christmas spirit. They factored in things like Google searches for Christmas movies, shopping trends for ornaments and wrapping paper, Christmas music streaming habits, and how much people give to charity this time of year. According to the results, the state with the most Christmas spirit. This is very, very exciting.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Man? Go. Hey, Dirk Vastrick. It's the state of Washington.
Yay! Wow.
How about that, huh? Isn't that amazing?
He must have a good Christmas with his wife because he's married.
Mm.
That's yes, thank you for pointing that out. The top 10 states for Christmas spirit are the state of Washington, South Dakota, Utah, Missouri, Maine, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Virginia.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
As I was Googling Christmas ornaments, I'm sure that's why we won.
North Carolina, too. And would you like to know the last rank?
Yes.
Is Alaska.
Really?
Last in Christmas spirit, followed by Hawaii. So apparently the spirit fades once you're outside of the lower 48. The 10 states with the lowest levels of Christmas spirit are Alaska, Hawaii, Florida.
Hey, there you go.
Well, it's the temperature, you know. Yeah, you can't get in this Christmas spirit. New Jersey. Now, they don't have any excuse for that.
No. Mrs.
Michigan,
O'Brien.
Nevada, Minnesota, Arizona, California, and New Mexico. So all kind of warm climes.
Nevada could really increase their Christmas spirit if we had a billboard of Santa giving me my money back.
Yeah, there you go. Santa Claus, this discussion is over. An anonymous rich guy goes around the country each year. He hands out $100 bills to people around the holidays, and this year he added a twist. He recently met a homeless guy in Phoenix named Moses Elder, who looks like he's in his 50s or early 60s. He asked him to hand out some of the money. He gave him a few $100 to keep for himself, plus $3,000 to hand out to whoever he wanted.
Oh, that's cool.
He gave most of it out to random people who stopped to talk to him on the street. A few of them got pretty emotional because they really needed the money for the holidays. He also gave $400 to a guy he knew from church, plus $500 to a woman he knows who's homeless and has 5 kids. And she got very emotional about it. The Secret Santa says he was hoping Moses might enjoy the chance to give people money for a change. And he was right. That is a special human
being. That's great.
Moses talked about it with a reporter afterwards, saying he's eternally grateful and that it feels like like a new beginning for him. Sometimes love you do that. Something like that, it sets somebody on the right path, and mm-hmm. we wish him luck. And now the other side of the story.
Oh, thank
Here's
you.
A little something, something. One of the best stupid criminals of the year. We had him on News You May Not Need. 52-year-old landscaper Robert Somley from Monroe, Connecticut. We learned about Robert earlier when he seduced a female friend during his job by getting naked and covering himself with maple syrup.
I remember this gentleman, yes.
She joined in and brought jelly into the equation, but then she caught him recording it on his phone, and that's when the trouble started. He was arrested for voyeurism after that. Now he's in trouble again because he was arrested last week for allegedly trying to intimidate the woman. So he was hit with the charge of witness tampering, and he was also charged with violating a protective order that banned him from contacting her.
Yes.
So he's Ooh. In big trouble. On a related note, today is National Maple Syrup Day! Yay! It really is.
Wow.
It really is.
Mac, get a waffle. Yay!
We'll take a break and come back with the audio balls and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
2018 was an unforgettable year. Mike got two new iPhones. Rob landed a starring role in an HBO series. Oscar kept it tight. And Pony gave up smoking. 2019 will be just as memorable.
With more fun and more thrill.
And you can get it through the TMOS channels on Instagram and YouTube, the TMOS app, and as always, at MikeOMaraShow.com. Stay tuned. This coming year is going to be the best one yet.
Jim Amato, the gift that keeps on giving to the TMOS family. And Jim Amato, we love you and Merry Christmas to you. If I forget to do that, I want to do that early in the week. What a guy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. If you know anything about Zappos.com, you know that they provide the absolute best customer service around. They also love to support TMOS, and they did it with our listeners, hundreds of them, when we went out to TMOS Live in Vegas. Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. And now, for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering Mike O'Mara Show listeners 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com, this is a limited-time offer, so make sure you act fast. And thank you, Zappos.com. We love you. Let's open up the audio vault for Monday. Is it Monday or Tuesday? No.
How much
it's
fat?
Monday.
How much
fat? Saturated fat. See how much saturated fat that has. Mike, look on the back to see how much saturated fat. Thank you. Now the audio vault, Rob Spiewak, please.
Believe it or not, Steve Harvey is still hosting Miss Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he made a mistake, but he copped to it, and then that's how you handle it, and that's how you get your gig back.
Here's our winner from last night.
Only two women remain, South Africa and Philippines.
It's down to two.
The new Miss Universe is Colombia.
No, I'm kidding. I made that.
What are you doing?
What is going on?
What's he doing? Well, he's doing what he loves to do. Just pull fast ones on the listeners. What's going on?
He actually made the announcement right. I just made it sound like he made a mistake again.
You edited him into
I did.
A
doing the, okay.
So who was left?
It was Philippines and South Africa.
Only two women remain. South Africa and Philippines. Both of you have worked so hard to get here, but only one of you is about to become our new Miss Universe. If for any reason the winner is unable to fulfill her duties, the first runner-up will take her place. Good luck to you both.
Goodbye, duty.
The new Miss Universe is Philippines.
Philippines wins.
Wow. Philippines.
She did win. Now, Yay. Am I alone in wondering when you watch a beauty pageant like that, what are the duties that they have to fulfill, and has there ever been a time when they can't fulfill them?
You know, the only thing I know, Rob, is there is always a tell, because this is not the first time that Miss Philippines has won. And you know how you can always tell
how?
When it's when she's going to be the winner? They bring the results out in a manila folder.
I love that one.
Happy week before Christmas.
Geography shtick is the best.
Now, I know. Has anyone signed up?
I do like it.
Office, he's king of the office supply pun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyone signed up for Breakfast with the King yet?
No.
Well, Larry's still out there pitching, because I found a new spot that he's also a product that he's endorsing. It's called Prostagenics.
Did you know, Mike,
everyone has to earn a paycheck. Did you know that Larry was having prostate trouble?
I had no idea.
Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Larry King. Do you spend your days rushing to the nearest bathroom? Spend your nights getting up to go to the bathroom?
Now, I want to restart that, but you need to know something.
He's got a big nut to cover.
This is for all the millennials out there and the youngsters.
That sounds like it could be a pun, too, when he's talking about his prostate. Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago that he was considered a respectable part of a news organization. Yeah. He was a big part of CNN.
Right.
And this is where we've come.
Hi, I'm Larry King. Do you spend your days rushing to the nearest bathroom? Spend your nights getting up to go to the bathroom? And was your romantic life on the skids? Well, there was a time when I was just like that. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I found a different kind of prostate supplement that changed all that. And today my life's completely different. I sleep through the night, wake up energized, and don't have to look for the nearest men's room all day. Oh, my romantic life. Let's just say the king is back.
Oh, God, no! No! No, 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 no!
No, no. Oh, wait, I have instant replay, Mike.
My romantic life. Let's just say the king is back.
Right.
Oh, God.
If Larry can't even have breakfast without prostate issues, why is it called Breakfast with Larry?
I need to find can you show me the men's room before you bring me my poached eggs?
When you heard it the first time, I was thinking that he's not going to go to the romantic life thing.
No.
He's not. But he can't help it. The ego doesn't allow him to.
The king is back.
Now it's your turn to experience the incredible result.
Now let's get away from the fact that Larry is over his marital and peeing problems. Okay. Now all he has to worry about is that he can't talk. I think he's trying to say incredible.
Now it's your turn to experience the incredible results I've gotten from Prostagenics.
That's
the take.
It's worked
wonders for me, and it can do the same for you.
That's the take they used.
That's the one they used.
Do you think it's on the back end where people are just scared to ask Larry, or his contract says
one read only,
moving on.
I think it would have to be. No.
It would have to be.
What? I think that's the best one. Because it's only one screwed up word.
No, I think that maybe there's some contractual thing or no balls in the control room.
Any post-production producer would say, just say incredible. Yeah. Five different times, 10 different times, and we'll use the one that works within this.
Oh, so sad.
Now it's your turn to experience the incredible results I've gotten from Prostagenics.
Okay.
It's worked wonders for me, and it can do the same for you.
Like it was done on an
iPhone.
Call
right now while Fred has authorized a special promotion for viewers
Fred?
Of this show. Pick up the phone right now.
Do you think it's the wife that's like got him like seriously taking a cattle prod to him to make him go?
See, and I'm sure the wife is confused, because she probably wants the money, but if he's really back banging her, that's more miserable than being broke.
It's terrible.
I don't know what to do. But remember what he said.
Pick up the phone right now.
All right.
Okay. It's incredible. People that watch Die Hard, it's a big topic this time of year, whether it's a Christmas movie, whether it's not a Christmas movie. I found out today all of the German terrorists were not people who spoke German. So when German people watch Die Hard, they're mostly speaking gibberish. Mm. They sort
of... fake German?
Yeah, they're speaking fake German.
Wie viele sind es?
Nur ein Mann.
Alex hat einen nervösen Zeigefinger.
That's
great.
Marco, erst an 34. Geh, schnell, 34. Mach schon.
It's gibberish.
Shoot the glass.
Which is probably why he had to say shoot the glass in English, so they'd understand.
That's fantastic.
Think about that when you're watching that. There's a couple real words in there, but mostly they're just imitating the sounds.
Wow.
And that's pretty cool.
As I did, I believe, last week, I brought you the one funny moment of Saturday Night Live to save you 90 minutes. I'll do it again this week. However, I will say I watched this twice. this is something I hope they do again in the future. The two hosts at the news desk, Michael Che and Colin Jost, wrote jokes for each other that they did not pre-read. They just had to read them from the card. Okay. So Che wrote Jost, and so the reactions here are genuine, and obviously if they're going to be writing for someone else, the jokes are a little over the top. We close with Saturday Night Live.
A church in Massachusetts has created a nativity scene that comments on the immigration debate by placing the baby Jesus in a cage where he belongs.
A new study shows that the average American touches their mobile device more than 2,000 times a day. Only 2,000 times, said my penis.
Okay. Oh, God. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari, for the first time, denied months-old rumors that he had died and been replaced by a lookalike from Sudan. See, even Africans can't tell black people.
One more.
A new report shows that Hurricane Florence was the wettest in history. The previous record for wetness was set on the opening night of Magic Mike.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Pretty good stuff. That's some Ivy League guys there, I think. Man, that's great. Oh, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to rob2bs@mikeomarashow.com. Remember, the TMOS Show makes a great Christmas gift, even for yourself. Just go to mikeomarashow.com and click the banner that says Gift Bonus. It's as easy as pie and even tastier. Support TMOS, please. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara, thanking you for continued amazing support for the best part of the day. It's incredible. The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need anything from Target, Walmart, or Macy's, make sure to shop online and access them through the banner at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Pick up the phone right now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Good luck, Frank, okay?
Do you think you make my f***ing life any worse? You go right ahead. Be my f***ing guest. Take a shot.
Goodbye, Judy.